So you have this long and remarkable expertise, truly wonderful expertise in understanding finances. And there are two financial components to what you've just been through. One is the financial component of, oh my goodness, I'm the financial breadwinner. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my goodness, I'm thinking about a lung transplant. How am I going to actually pull this off? How am I going to pay for it? So let's do with the first one of these.
Okay.
How did you deal with the whole process of trying to work, then as your shortness of breath, as you point out, lying mm-hmm. on the ground, trying to just, on 8 liters of oxygen, not being able to work? What recommendations would you give for somebody listening as to how to wend their way through the understanding of some financial security for your family when, whether you were planning for it or not, in a relatively short amount of time, you mm-hmm. couldn't do the employment that you had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can remember toward the end of 2015, being unable to walk across campuses and go to meetings and things like that. And that's when I had gotten really sick. And I actually went and talked with some folks at work about potential opportunities to bridge with some project work there so I could continue some employment again if I was still. My mind could work. And fortunately, if you're in a profession where you have to work with your hands or you have to move around a lot and you have IPF, it will be impossible.
And one just has to be able to say to oneself, no matter how hard I push, this is not a mind issue. This is a body issue. And there's no way, if as part of my employment, physical activity is required, it's not possible.
It is not. You will be in a right place to file for disability at that point. You will need to look at your options, and if you've had disability insurance in the past, you'll want to talk to your insurance about that.
And if you don't have that insurance, this is when the Social Security disability actually has a very right role.
Yes, this is the right role for disability benefits and the provision of those. I think just stewardship of healthcare would say that, and to give people and enlighten people into IPF on a practical daily basis. If I stood up with 8 liters of oxygen or more, if I would just stand up and walk slowly across the room, I would desaturate, meaning I wasn't getting oxygen to my body. And my heart rate would sometimes spike up to 140 or 150, and I would have to lay down. I couldn't catch my breath. It's a restrictive disease. So I took showers sitting down, and I couldn't breathe. And it got so bad that I had cardiac issues from February of 2016 to June in that stint where I deteriorated very rapidly. It was a long journey to be sick enough to be on the transplant list and not too sick to not be on there. And this is probably something that even for me, even though I had worked with some of the folks here in solid organ transplant and knew some of these issues, it was hard to understand the process as a patient until I was one. You know, I was very fortunate that I could work right up until transplant because for me, the work that I do, I was still able to do the cerebral work or the mental work, and as long as I had a laptop and I could sit still on the oxygen, I could work. And that provided some sustenance there. But when you're talking about the economics of a transplant, even with insurance, all of the costs that went into my pre-care just with IPF, even if you have insurance, it's a lot of out-of-pocket expense, and you'll want to work with your insurance case manager potentially if they have one. Once I got sick enough to be put on the transplant list, this is where I was very fortunate here at UNC and most transplant centers, you have a transplant financial coordinator, and they were able to unpack a lot of information and resources. And of course, you can get them from associations. You can get them from, you know, if it's kidney, you can get them from the Kidney Foundation, the Lung Association, or UNOS, which is the United Network of Organ Sharing. So the information's there, but in terms of managing the finances, it's really contextualized by the insurance. Are you a Medicare patient? And if so, you'll almost have to work through the Social Security office to know what coverage you do or don't have if you have traditional Medicare. If you have one of the other plans, you'll have to work through those insurance companies to know what the coverage is. And they get very specific. And this almost takes another full-time job, by the way, to manage the finances. And if I had my wife here, she's an accountant. She would say the same thing. It takes a lot of hours and effort just to manage the financial piece, even from an insurance side. There are options for fundraising that you can have, and there are some foundations out there that can help provide financial assistance too. But you're going to want to put all that time and effort into understanding, based on your insurance, what those options are.
And a financial counselor does come with the transplant program, which is of help.
Yes.